No surprise, it continues to be kind of a headline-chasing type of market trade. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As Mike Zuzulo joins us, Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics. And let's talk about one of those headline-chasing had to do with rumors of maybe President and we were going to see some working and negotiations after that U.S. naval blockade went up.
Yeah, and this is part of the reason why I think that the hard red wheat market finally caught this week, Susan, is because, simply put, I just think the trade took way too much premium, risk premium, out of the market going into Friday's close last week. And this is mostly due to what the expectations by the funds were and by the speculators when it came to the idea that we were going to get most likely a continuation of the ceasefire. Instead, what we found out was that there was going to be a new type of blockade by the United States, and it was going to put us, and this is where we find ourselves heading into midweek, and this, I think, helps explain, along with the aftermath of the USDA crop report, this is what helps explain the fact that we're now kind of put in the middle of a face-off between the United States and China, with Iran being China's proxy. It has been for almost 50 years. It has been the major key to funding and funneling both technology and money in the form of purchasing a lot of oil and a lot of other goods from Iran, and helping keep the regime that's in power for the last almost 50 years. And so this is where I think we saw the wheat market break lower going into the weekend. All of a sudden, we realized that the trade was not going to start. Ceasefire was not going to be continued. And then we got the crop conditions on Monday afternoon. And the market has now finally acknowledged, along with the weaker dollar, we've got some real issues in the wheat market. And so we find ourselves on Tuesday making fresh highs in the hard red wheat, even though the crude oil's down several percentage points. One thing I haven't seen in the soft red wheat, which I would love to see, is a close above the 590 level. That 594 and a quarter low high going into Tuesday's close was a big number for me. If we could close above that 595 level, that I think would ignite some more upside potential in the soft red wheat. We got to watch those two classes very, very closely here, since the weather's so different.
You know, before we jump into the rest of this weather situation, I wanted to continue on this headline thought, because, and you and I talked about it before we went on the air, China's foreign minister making the comment that trade wars have no winners, but there seems like they're just trying to come out as the good guy right now in everything that's going on.
Yeah, and it even goes higher than that, and this calls into question the U.S.-China trade relationship and the potential summit in May, or the expected summit in May, and that is President Xi, the head of China, tells the Spanish prime minister, who it's been very clear that the U.S. president and the Spanish prime minister are not getting along well because of other things, the military side of the equation, and NATO. President Xi says the international order is crumbling into disarray. Those are quotes from President Xi from China. He's very muted normally and does not speak nearly that openly and that vocally. And so you can see that the stakes are being raised now. And I think this goes back to the studies that I've done and the research I've done ever since 2022, where I kind of looked at the New East and the New West and these two polarizations of geopolitics, of China leading the New East and the United States leading the New West. These two things are coming together. And I think this is where the soybeans are really susceptible to potential downside. If we have a premium, like I think we do in the soy complex, with the idea that we're going to get a lot more business from China when President Trump goes over there. And I think this is the aftermath also of the USDA report, where the trade bought into the soy very aggressively, sold the grains, and I think we're seeing that unwind at this point.
Do you think it's a tale of two worlds when it comes right now to where we're seeing not only in planting, but crop quality from a winter wheat perspective, as the Western Corn Belt for many portions continues to miss out on rains? And then I hear from guys in the Eastern Corn Belt to say calves are belly up in mud and they don't think they're going to get planting until May.
Yes. In fact, I talked to a client in North Central Illinois who has not turned a wheel yet. and they're looking at even more rain. And this is an area that was in a minor drought just 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I do think that there are substantial issues on the corn planting side. We saw it in the soybean planting numbers, 6% this week versus 2% a year ago. We're really moving aggressively on soybean planting. I think this is another element of the soybeans and maybe too much premium in the soy complex, along with the fact that CONAB did go ahead and move their corn and their bean number up versus last month. But I think the beans are going to be taken more seriously by me just because we still are a long way away from making that second crop corn when it comes to the production side.
It did take more than a day or so for this cattle market, Mike, to continue to push into the green side of the trade action. Saw some very nice cash action back on Friday, even into Saturday. How do you see that setting the tone for the rest of this week's trade?
Well, there's no question at this point that the continuation of the drought in certain parts of the country, Susan, in my mind at least, suggests that the packers are playing the defensive, and especially with the plant opening back up in Colorado, that the hole in marketings needed to be filled. And so to see a 248 plus negotiated cash price was very, very welcome to help insulate us from the futures running away from the cash like it kind of looked like late last week. I will note, though, that we are getting up there in prices as we head to summer grilling season. Some of the things that I keep track of for the clients that I work with is the ground beef price, and this goes back to the inversion in the choice versus the select spread for boxed beef. It's actually premium in the select now at this point, and that premium's getting bigger, mainly due to the chuck price. The chuck price is 316 on the choice. It's up to 334 on the select. And so if you drill down more, you look at the average ground beef price in the United States, it's trading about $6.70 a pound. And that's going to compare to about $5.13 2 years ago. Compare that with boneless chicken breasts at $4.17 a pound. That's exactly the same, almost exactly the same as 2 years ago. So between the gas prices, my fear on Wall Street, and also the competitive nature of this market, and now this choice select spread going inverse, trying to cut off the choice demand at the legs at this stand, I think we really do have to worry and be concerned that the summer grilling season may not be nearly as good as last year's.
And finally, Mike, does the hogs feel like they can't compete at this point with what's been happening in the cattle market?
Yeah, I think the trade is still in the mindset that we are going to buy cattle and sell hogs for the next few days. But as the April hogs get ready to go off on the 17th, I'd be looking for the May hogs to do a little bit more. Another big story that I don't think has gotten much press yet, and I don't know how big it is yet, and maybe that's why, but it goes to the foot and mouth disease that China is experiencing. I think we may be out of the woods as far as China trying to curtail their supplies. So that hog market and that soybean market probably attached to the hip right now, Susan, with the sentiment of what's going to happen with U.S.-China trade. But hogs have, I think, got a pretty decent discount in them, and I think they're going to be a clear winner on the summer grilling season this year.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Mike Zuzulo joining us this afternoon as we take a look at the Tuesday market wrap-up. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the market wrap-up here on the American Ag Network.